Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show with stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM and here are the top headlines at this hour. Sensex extends gain to second straight day. ArcelorMittal posts strongest quarter in 10 years. Monsoon likely to arrive over Kerala on June 1st. April consumer sentiment hits almost a year low. Company incorporations dip 27% in April. Petrol prices hiked by 25 paise, diesel by 30 paise. Kerala announces complete lockdown from May 8th. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last trade today. Domestic indices on Thursday closed near day's highs amid buying in heavyweight banking and IT names. Sensex traded in a range of 400 points and eventually kissed the 49,000 mark before closing the day at 48,950. The range for Nifty was restricted to 110 points. But the index managed to close above the 14,700 level. The two indices gained just above 0.5% each. While large cap stocks did not see much action, broader market stocks did. Strong numbers sent shares of IT firm Coforge 17% higher. IDBI Bank jumped nearly 7% on cabinet's approval to its strategic divestment. RT Drugs jumped 11% while Wockhardt climbed 10%. Small cap IT firm Mastek also surged 14%. We have with us Vinod Nair of Geojit Financial Services to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, sir. Where is the stock market headed and what cues should investors watch out for?
Market is hesitating to move in a clear direction, but it has a slow and negative bias with a strategy to sell at a rally. This is because of high daily COVID cases. The market was expecting a peak in the infection rate, which has been extending in the last couple of weeks. So not able to foresee a fall in cases and possibility of reopening of the economy. It is still being expected that a peak will be there in May to June, but any further increase will have a heavy impact in the short term. To be stocks and sector specific will be the sensible call today, both on a short to long term basis. Should invest in companies which are beneficiary from pandemic on a long-term basis.
What has been the broader management commentaries that we heard on COVID 2.0 this earnings season?
The pace of Q4 results announcements is slow this quarter due to COVID. About less than half of the results are announced and they are marginally below the expectations. Heavily impacted are consumer goods and financial sector. The commentaries are positive in some sectors like IT, pharma, chemicals, or those which are getting benefits from the pandemic. Whereas overall, they are mixed also, and they are hopeful of a post-COVID scenario.
We also caught up with Rohit Singhri of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. The index failed to close above its 50-day moving average. Where is it headed?
Nifty's reached to its strong hurdle zone of somewhere around 14,800-14,900 odd levels from where we have been witnessed the profit booking from recent past some of the session. So I think the structure is still positive until and unless it is holding above 14,600 odd levels, which is the strong support on the downside. So structure is positive, longs can be hold, but one need to be very level specific at the moment. 14,800-14,900, like I said, will be a steep hurdle on the higher side. And the overall trend will be clear once we sustain above 15,000, because 15,000 is the overall range breakout we may see. So 15,000 will be a steep hurdle on the higher side, and we are trying to inch towards that level only. So I think one need to be very like I said, level specific, and one need to be very rigorous on the profit booking from every resistance on the higher side.
Nifty Bank made a higher high, higher low on Thursday. Can we expect the index to take out 100 DMA soon?
The bank has not seen much movement in today's session, but if you can see on the level front, 33,000 will be a steep hurdle on the higher side. Once we cross above 33,000, then we may see a very good move towards 34,000 odd levels. So one can say that 33,000 will be a make or break level for Nifty Bank. Once we sustain above 33,000, then we may see a very good move of 1000 points on the higher side. But again, if we are not able to sustain above 33,000, then we may see some sort of profit booking which can again drag index towards 32,000. So 33,000 will be a make or break level for Nifty Bank.
Asian markets ended mostly mixed for the day. European markets were trading lower in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a flat start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.